Then the pleasure will be yours to do your will.
Pray with me, ladies and gentlemen. Heavenly Father and eternal God, Lord, we bow our heads in humble submission to your will. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to serve. Lord God, we know that sometimes we serve in joyful and fruitful times, but we also know that sometimes we serve in difficult and painful times. Lord God, you promised that you would always be with us and that you would never leave us, and we lean on that truth. Father, as we go through these difficult times, Lord God, we ask that you would bless the citizens of Bertie County in a special way, citizens of our state, our country, and the world at large. Bless us one by one and bless us all together. Lord God, we know that there are still some very difficult days ahead, but we ask that you bind us together, Lord, as one people, one family, and one country under God. I ask these blessings in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Okay.
Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We're going to go right on with our agenda. And the first thing on our agenda is the resolution, the levy of an additional one quarter, that's 0.25% county sales and use tax that will become effective July 1, 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, you're aware that we had this on our ballot and the citizens of this county approved it. And after that approval by the citizens, we are required and have a specific time limit to put this resolution in place. So we'll open the floor for a motion to approve this resolution effective July 1, 2020.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we appoint this resolution effective July 1, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Ayes have it, and the resolution goes in place. Citizens, you should know that this resolution, the funds raised in this resolution would go directly to our school system, and that's not just to teachers, but to all school personnel. So this is a very, very good thing for us, we believe. All right. If you have questions concerning that, you can submit those questions now. We're going on to the next item on our agenda, which is the stay-at-home order for Bertie County in relation to COVID-19 pandemic. Mitch, I'm going to ask if you would first give us another update as to where we stand in regards to county response to the coronavirus at this point.
Yes, sir. Currently, right now, as Bertie County was updated, after 5 o'clock Friday, we have 6 cases in the county. And currently, I believe one is in the hospital and 2 are quarantined. The rest are quarantined at home. We're watching also the surrounding counties, and we noticed some have had a mass increase in their cases throughout the weekend. We're still standing prepared on the emergency response side, but asking that if people are having symptoms, that they call their doctor prior to going, and if it is not life-threatening, that they call a doctor, either visit or call the ER before making any visits to seek treatment. It's very important that we heed to this order. Right now, our projections we're looking at for COVID-19 is to be as highest effect in North Carolina in the middle of April, which is still 15 days out. So we're continuing to prepare and get the resources that we need. The state of North Carolina is helping us do that, emergency management, and that contact has been great, and we're standing prepared to help handle the situation. But it's very important people take it seriously.
Thank you, Mitch. I know that I think you've done a great job, and your staff, I compliment them, keeping us ahead of the curve, getting message out to the public to make them aware. And I think we've done a good job of trying to get as much communication out as we possibly can via the phone calls, via the web, etc. So we've been trying to stay ahead of this thing. So thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said there's been some significant increases in cases in surrounding counties.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Which county?
North Hampton had 24 cases this week come out Friday, which was all in nursing home.
Thank you.
Okay. And some of the other counties around us, like Beaufort, I've had, what, two or three?
There's slight increases, but seeing it going into a nursing home is a significant increase.
For sure.
It is close to us. And the reason that's a concern that I mentioned is because people need to know we service four hospitals. One of them's in Bertie, and the other three are in surrounding counties. And, you know, their county is serviced by one of those hospitals also. So just being inside of the lines of Berkeley County doesn't mean that we're immune from anything. Okay. And I think it's worth noting.
Great. Any other questions? Great. Now, you know, in our last meeting, you know, we moved to prepare a possible resolution ourselves in case the governor did not produce a resolution. We had little insight that it was likely that the governor would issue a resolution, and he did. And the only question for us was whether or not our resolution was more restrictive than the governor's. In his press conference, he said if counties had more restrictive resolution, that was fine. Ours would precede his. But in comparing the two, and I'll turn to our legal authority, do we think that the governor's resolution is sufficient for us, especially, Lord, if we included our bullet point statement in addition to that?
Yes, your thoughts? I wish I hadn't spent 3 hours of my life writing. It's more like ours than Mecklenburg's, and everybody would link in with his lawyers. It's no more stringent, it's no more lax than ours. I still think you need to send the bullet points out just so people will understand. And, you know, I'm going to call the AG's office today because I've already got about 50 phone calls from people because they go fishing. And I know that sounds strange, but if you think about it, it's rock season, and that's a big deal in this part of the world. And my answer is, if you can somehow get there without both being in the same pickup, it's like playing golf. If you can play golf, you're 15 feet from somebody in the boat, it's okay so far, but I'm going to find out. That's the only question I have.
I think it specifically says outdoor activity.
It says that you have social distance when you do them, so you and me decided to go fishing this afternoon, we'd have to meet up with two pickup trucks in the land, is my question.
You can ride back the truck.
or if you go golfing, you got to be in a car by yourself. Can't have two people in the car.
So, Lloyd, while you're making that phone call, I've had a lot of questions about the drive-up churches. And so if you could get some clarification on that, that would be absolutely wonderful. I have Mr. Howard Hunt, Representative Howard Hunter, working on it also. But some clarification would be, we had a lot of churches to worship by way of drive-up church this weekend, so that would be wonderful.
And my initial reaction to that, again, is if you're more than 6 feet apart, don't go in the same building, you're good to go. But I won't try, I'm going to call an attorney over to DHS to see what they're, and you know, nobody, I find it very difficult to believe that as long as you're attempting social distance, any law enforcement officer is going to actually take any action, at least initially, until, like Mitch says, we see where we're headed. I mean, we obviously, not in New York, but I was aware of that nursing home a week ago, actually, because I knew they were testing them. And what's more scary is the girl they hired had come off a cruise from New York to go in there, and they didn't check her before she went. Fortunately, most of the workers have tested negative, so maybe they contained it in time because they had propylene coming there yesterday and hose it down one end to the other with disinfectants. But that's your worst case scenario because we've got three of those bigger. That's a small one. We've got three big ones here. Mm-hmm. But back to your original question, I think the governor's ordinance is just fine.
Great.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't see a problem with drive in church because you're not violating, I think,
social distancing.
Right. Everybody's in their own car, so I don't see a problem with it. But I just want to make certain that with the bullet points that there's a statement in there stating it's not a curfew. Yes. Yeah.
That is a room tonight, yes. That there's a curfew.
And there's no passes required for Berkeley County employers?
No, I mean, the state is kind enough to be putting some online, and just because I've got employees that are coming, and we're actually telling people, we've set it up so everybody can work from home, but once in a while you just have to go into a file and sometimes meet with them. If you go online, and I can send you those if you'd like, there actually is a sort of a form that you can just sort of make it, say whatever you want. So this person, like we've got one said, this person is an employer or member of a law firm, Pritchett Burke, which is an essential industry under the governor's thing, and I'm signing it. And I printed off a bunch yesterday that Commissioner Troxler has sent out that makes people, farm workers primarily, can put it in their car so they don't have any problem. It's signed by whoever they're working for, so you can, there's a little bit of uncertainty about it. I personally, most of the law enforcement officers I know are super reasonable people and wouldn't do anything, but once in a while you get a highway patrolman that really wants to do something. So we're suggesting to our people at least that they put this on their dash. And if you guys want to see one, I can send you the form by mass distribution as soon as I get back to the office, and you can make it suit yourself. I mean, y'all are obviously essential to the county commissioners. Anybody that works for the county is under such terms as you set forward. And if you want a form, we can get you a form.
And I know many other industries are doing similar, Lord. And my wife, as a physician, received a badge in the mail from the state that said, as a physician, in case you're stopped, in case you're questioned, you're an essential worker. So I don't know if others are doing the same. But it's important, a couple of points that were made, that there is no, quote, curfew, and there is no quarantine in place. And this order is not that. This is an order, a home, stay-at-home order, but that's quite different from a, quote, quarantine, right? So we are going to then post the governor's order on our website. We're also going to post our bullet point piece that is much easier to read. Lord, there are a couple of suggested, one typo and one other little thing that we might want to add on that Juan has. The governor's order was scheduled to go into effect at 5 o'clock today, okay? So before that time, we will have his order posted, and we will have our document, easy to read bullet points that citizens can follow, all right? So now, we do need a vote via our resolution to post the governor's order and to post our order, our bullet points.
Wait, go ahead. I was just saying, all right, so the bullet point that the attorneys are doing is from the governor's.
It's all the same.
I'm going to change it to one when y'all recess to take out Berkeley County.
But the governor
says so and so. We're going to take it to say that Berkeley County interprets the governor's order to name yada yada.
So just kind of summarize it quickly, because some citizens may not read 12, 13 pages.
Gotcha.
Hope they will, and it'll be there, but this will make it easier for them to understand, hopefully.
So,
if we had a resolution, I mean a motion, so I need a second.
To post
the governor's and ours. Our
bullets.
Our bullets. The governor's resolution and our bullets.
Okay.
So we had the motion. Do I need to have a second? Moved and properly second that we post the governor's and post our one pager, which we hope will add clarity to the governor's statement. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Nay? Ayes have it. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Yes,
on
yes please.
Someone please explain to me how the ABC store is essential. I mean, I know some people it may be, but I'm just trying to figure this out here.
Bitch.
And I'm gonna speak on perspective of hurricanes, because we're really good at dealing with hurricanes. If you close the ABC store in some of the counties I've been into and deployed to, we're looking at having other issues of medical issues, and we're also looking at having issues of that law enforcement's got to deal with, and sometimes it's just better to let them have what they need so we can continue to operate the way we need to. And that is the Mitch Cooper, Berkeley County answer for that. because I've seen that kind of backfire in some other areas, and that's just something we don't want to get into, because our resources are already, come the middle of this month, I think we're going to be stretched out. So,
our chief deputies here, can we like to add anything to that?
Yeah, I was talking about this last night with a nurse at the hospital, and she said they closed the ABC. I had the same question. She said there would be so many people having withdrawals and on DTs from alcohol that would take up all the space in the emergency room.
That's right.
So they let them have the alcohol, like Mitchell said, eliminate a lot of problems.
Alcohol withdrawal can be a terrible thing. So we don't need that too.
Asking because you know, most churches have gone to streaming their services on Facebook, and I was in Greensboro, Goldsboro, some everywhere, and that was a concern some of the ministers had. How can you close the church and the ABC store is essential? So I just want to find out.
Yeah. Great. Now, citizens are still on the phone. If there are any unanswered questions that you might have concerning our response to COVID-19 and the order, you can push those questions to Sarah now, and we'll get those later in the comments section. So let's move on. The next item on the agenda, I'm going to ask that we delay approval of A, B, and C, the minutes for regular scheduled meeting 210, minutes from work session 218 and minutes from closed session 218 until we have and have reviewed the final attorney's response to that before we put them up for approval. Is that satisfactory?
Yes.
Great. Next thing, D, is a register of deeds report from February of 2020. And I'll take these as a group, the budget amendments. This is a budget on the SHIP grant, and the increase in the register of deeds, excise tax, and F, the tax release journey, January 20. That's D, E, and F. Have a motion, please.
Make a motion. We approve D, E, and F.
Second.
Moved and properly seconded. We approved items D, E, and F on the consent agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it, and they are approved. Now, we do have comments back on both minutes from the open session, March 13th, and the closed session, March 13th. Are there any other considerations from the board? We have the attorney's response. Hearing none, the floor is open for approval. Motion?
Move to approve.
Been moved and properly moved and properly second. That's where Commissioner Bazemore, second by Commissioner Lee, that we approve the open session minutes March 3rd and the closed session minutes March 3rd. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. Now, Sarah, we're at the point now that we'd like to see if there are any questions that have come in so far, and we'll take a few moments. The citizens still have questions to push through for us. While we're waiting on that, Commissioner Trett, I know you're not here with us, but any concerns that you have so far on what we've covered? John, can you hear us? You may still be on mute.
He's unmuted, sir.
Okay, John, can you hear us? He may be en route and travel, so he may not be. He said he was going to be traveling today, so he may not be able to catch that. John, if you're there later, still come back to us. Okay. Sarah, any questions so far?
I've received one question, yes, sir. I have received a question about what is being done to aid our elderly or infirm citizens who cannot leave the safety of their homes at this time.
Council of Aging is making sure that they have 10-day meal boxes, and I did get an email from Salvation Army this weekend that if we get low on those 10-day meal boxes, that we can contact them. They can assist finding more meals to make sure that we get them to our elderly.
Yeah, and I also do know that several of the churches, and even the churches, one of the major church associations in our county, has asked parishioners to check in on their elderly citizens during this time to make sure that if they can't get, if they don't want to get out themselves, that they can get out and shop for them and do other things, but to make sure that they are looked after. And I think that's a great idea that we all could do that.
I thought it was very nice of some of the businesses to open early for seniors.
Yes, for shopping, right? For seniors, right. Great, great. But I think, I guess, you know, any questions, I think, from citizens could be directed to the Council on Aging if they have any other suggestions that we can do it. That's a special situation. I know for our kids, and, you know, we have a great number of kids who are food insecure in this county, and our school system is doing a great job in getting meals out to these kids on a daily basis. They're taking them to all four elementary schools. They're also taking them directly into communities, to some of the trailer parks and things like that, so that citizens who need these meals can get them, and children in particular. They're also including the backpack program. We have 200 kids that we feed every weekend. And so these kids, every one of their parents has been notified. They can come in and get them, as most are. But if we're going into their neighborhoods anyway, we're actually delivering them to their houses. So a lot of special things going on. Okay. Any other questions, Sarah?
No, at this time, I don't see any other questions, but they also noted that they thought the schools were doing a fantastic job in getting nutrition out to the children in the county as well.
Great, great, great. Yes. No, go ahead.
It may be good to address the public regarding where any future directive or announcements from the county would come from. And so my concern here is rumors. I mean, just because you read on Facebook that there's a curfew doesn't mean there is one.
Correct. Well, great question.
Would you want to address where official statements, where people can look for actual information?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. We are using our county site, our county website, as the official site that we post all what we believe to be pertinent information, official information concerning the county's response or any other governmental response to COVID-19. So I would direct the citizens to that site.
As well as our official Facebook page.
Yes, and the official Facebook page, which includes some of the very same information, right? We believe that's a trusted site. We're only posting information there that we believe is verified and accurate and meaningful. So I would direct them to that, right? Now, there are some other state sites and governmental sites and things like that. Don't take anything away from those. But if you're looking for local information, things that we believe affect citizens here, yes?
And we can assist with that. We'll put, actually talked to the county manager this morning about preparing a robocall for this evening about where to find information for the new executive order. But we can also put in there about taking care of the current.
And I hope citizens are receiving what we call the robocalls. These are calls that go out to everyone in our county who has a landline or has listed their cell phone with this county system. So if you are not getting these calls, you can go online and list your cell number, even your landline, if for some reason we don't have it, and you'll receive these calls. I think Mitch has done a great job of getting them out.
If you go to our website, at the bottom of the page, there's a big red icon that says HyperReach. Just click on it. You can add landline, cell phone, get text message, emails, and then you can also get automatic weather updates. But this is for our emergency notification system.
And it's called
HyperReach.
HyperReach. Again, citizens, HyperReach at the bottom of our webpage in red so that you can get these timely updates. And Mitch has been doing a great job, I think, in getting them out every few days when there's new and information or information that needs to be repeated. Okay, great. Again, Sarah, any additional questions? One last time.
I do not have any additional questions at this time.
Okay, great. We'll go on now to upcoming grant application components. Ladies and gentlemen, in your packet, the last thing on the right, there are two items that we need approval on today. The first, we've discussed both of these. The first one is a move to approve the $52,500 for technical assistance to Tall Glass Water Project Phase 1. You remember we discussed this. This money, as was just verified with the county manager, will not come from an additional funds from fund balance, but these can be paid through the lap salary portion of our budget. So we have the funds here that can cover this. So we do need a motion to approve this 52.5 for this technical assistance.
I move to approve the $52,500 for technical assistance for the tall glass of water project phase number one.
And second. Moved and properly second. All those approve, please say aye.
Aye.
All those who disapprove, say nay. Ayes have it. The 52.5 for technical assistance tall glass of water project phase one is approved. We also had discussion about the Bertie County Parks and Recreation Comprehensive Plan for 2018 through 2028. So we had discussion, but we need a motion to approve this Recreation Comprehensive Plan.
So moved.
Moved to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and properly second to approve Bertie County Parks and Recreation Comprehensive Plan 2018 through 2028. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. We've approved the comprehensive plan. Okay, great. Now, before we adjourn, I wanted to just give every commissioner an opportunity to make any remarks that they might have concerning this or any other items of importance. And I'll start with Vice Chair Lee.
Received a text message from the Riverfest Committee. They want to know what should their plans be in the future. And yeah, we need some guidance to them. So please, yeah. And I say let's continue. Let's just not pay any money out for just in case.
I agree. I think yeah. It's okay to continue planning to some degree. However, we don't know where we're going to be
yes.
in June.
Yes.
So right. I think, you know, we can't say for sure whether we're going to have it or not have it. But I think we can plan as if we're going to have it. But at this point, I think it would be too soon to make that call to say we're absolutely going to have it.
You don't want to make any financial commitments on our
absolutely.
Part, right?
Exactly.
And also, I just would love to tell the citizens that are listening and those that will hear this later on, thank you for your cooperation in all of this. Thank you for the questions, because if you don't ask them, then you don't know. But please, if you're going to ask questions, ask from a reliable source, and get the right answers, because there are a lot of rumors out there, a lot of people speaking that have not read the governor's order and don't know. So please get the correct information. But thank you for cooperation and please stay safe and healthy.
Okay. Commissioner Bailey.
Yes, I have a message from John Stein, Attorney General. And I was wondering if he did comply with the pledge not to disconnect our residents from utility service.
Yes.
And to suspend late fees for non-payment of service. We have.
Yes. We did yes. from day one. Okay. From day one, right. And I think we had it for how many days? You said
initially we said
30 days, but we can extend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want everybody to be safe. Not to panic, but please be cautious. And it's my understanding that we are to act as though we had coronavirus. And that way we are all protected. So be safe.
Great. Okay. Just a couple of quick things. First of all, concerning Bertie Beach as well. Mitch, I think when we have a great committee working on this thing, I'd like to see us continue to plan and specifically quantify our potential cost around this, right? So that when this is behind us and we can still move forward, that we'll be able to do that quickly and have some kind of guidelines around the cost and put that in place. It's going to be a hot summer, and if we can able to do this, I think it'll be a great relief for citizens. I was hoping that Commissioner Trent would be could hear us on the line. There may be a problem with the line for him, but one of the things he had raised was about Purdue. And I want to let Commissioner Trent know that we did get the protocol that Purdue has listed as their protocol with Albemarle Regional Health. And it goes into some detail around what they are trying to do to tap down any potential virus in their facility. Now, one of the things we discussed at the last meeting, not just Purdue, but any business, is that do we have the authority if we think actions put in place are not strong enough, do we have the authority to recommend or require additional things? And we do. And we do. Not saying that because we do that we're going to implement that, but it's good to know that if citizens or this board believes that we need to take additional action, we have the authority to do it. Okay? I want to say one last thing about the COVID-19 virus. I listened very carefully to what the scientists tell us. And yesterday, Sunday, at the press conference that the president had, I listened to the experts. And the experts said to us that even with mitigation, that's important, even with mitigation, the number of deaths potentially in the U.S. could reach at least 100,000, maybe 200,000. That's with our response to mitigation. And if we did not act on that mitigation, it could be as much as 1.2 to 1.8 million deaths in the U.S., not the world, just within the U.S. So citizens, please, I don't say that to scare or panic, but we must take this seriously. This is going to be with us a while. We're going to have to fight our way through this, but we need citizens to do their part to keep themselves and the rest of us safe. Great. Yes.
Grant applications. Did you ever get a chance to speak with Green about that asset inventory and grant that we're trying to put together for the view of the 30th?
No, that doesn't apply for
it. I don't know. That's what
no.
I'm wanting to
no,
know.
I'm going to call it in immediately after.
Yeah. And if that deadline is today, mm-hmm. then let's get with the board. We can approve and deal with that via electronically if we have to. If this is the deadline for that, right? If we find that to be the case. Okay. County managers.
Report. Yes, I would like to thank the board for your guidance during this time, particularly as it relates to considering a stay-at-home order before the governor did. I want to thank all of the Bertie County employees, especially emergency management. We are working and still providing services to our citizens, so I just want to commend them publicly for continuing to do that. And last, I want to thank the citizens for just complying with our requests to use other methods of conducting county business. And I'd just like to urge everyone to continue to be safe, and together we will get through this.
Great. And Lord, to our attorneys, to you and to Jonathan, you guys, as always, have given us tremendous support, and I thank you for that. And I'll say if there's anything else, Lord, you'd like to add.
No, sir. Like I said, when I get back to the office, I'll send y'all the form that's going around the state in case you want to put something in the car, one that the board pass on to the county. Something easy for some boys. It's just something that the Secretary of State suggested.
Good idea. We need to continue to stay out ahead of this. We had a couple of other little suggested changes on the bullet point. We pass that on to Lord. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, any other items of concern or whatever? John, you there yet? Or did I don't know if we lost you or whatever.
I think we've lost him. And I've been trying to see if he's called back in on the two numbers that we normally see from him. But yeah. I cannot see him check back
yes.
in, sir.
So you know, he's out of state. And we knew we may have difficulty, had difficulty on the last call, but Mitch, please.
This is going to sound odd, but we really need to ask the public to quit hoarding toilet paper. There's not a stopping production of toilet paper for the U.S., and we've got folks calling us because they're going to the store and they can't get it.
People need to know that 90%+ of all toilet paper used in the United States comes from Australia. It is not produced locally. So they are supplying the world, okay? So you're right. We don't need to hoard it because There's nothing in the stores. Not in the stores. So, unless we want to go back to the Sears catalog and the corn cob, but I'll leave that alone. Okay. With that, meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much. You got